This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has approved the National Critical Mineral Mission with an outlay of more than 34,000 crore rupees. The decision has been taken to build a resilient value chain for critical mineral resources essential for promoting green technologies. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the importance of critical minerals for the development of the economy.
आज माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने नेशनल क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स मिशन इसको आज अप्रूवल दिया है. क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स इसलिए जरूरी है कि आज हमारी एंटायर इकोनॉमी में एनर्जी का ट्रांजिशन हो रहा है, ग्रीन एनर्जी की तरफ बढ़ रहे हैं. तो ग्रीन एनर्जी से रिलेटेड जितने भी है, सोलर पार्क हो, विंड टर्बाइन हो, बैटरीज हो, इलेक्ट्रिकल व्हीकल्स हो, मोटर्स हो, उन सब में क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स एक नियायती तौर पर लगे. हमारी जितनी भी बड़ी इंडस्ट्रीज जो आज ग्रो हो रही है, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक, टेलीकॉम, ट्रांसपोर्टेशन, उन सब में क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स का उपयोग.
The government has also approved the price for ethanol procurement from sugarcane feedstock. As part of the Republic Day celebrations, a beating retreat ceremony was held at the historic Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers were present on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that this year in the beating retreat ceremony, a total of 30 performances were displayed by the music of the bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and the Central Armed Police Forces. The ceremony commenced with the iconic Kadam Kadam Baraye Ja tune, followed by the enthralling tunes such as Amar Bharti, Indradhanush, Jai Janam Bhumi and Veer Siachin by the Pipes and Drums Band. The CAPF bands played Vijay Bharat, Rajasthan Troops, Ae Watan Tere Liye and Bharat Ke Jawan. The band of the Indian Air Force played Galaxy Rider, Stride, Rubaru and Millennium Flight Fantasy tunes, while the Indian Navy band played Rashtriya Pratham, Atmanirbhar Bharat, Spread the Light of Freedom, Rhythm of the Reef and Jai Bharti. It was followed by Indian Army band which will play Veer Saput and Takat Watan Mera Yoba Bharat, Dhruv and Faulad Ka Jigar. The event came to a close with the ever-popular tune of Sare Jahan Se Acha played by the Buglers. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the people of Delhi now want such a government who builds houses for the poor, make Delhi modern, provides tap water to every house and provides freedom from the tanker mafia. Addressing a public meeting in Yamuna Khadar in northeast Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Modi took on the AAP saying that excuses, loot and lies of the ruling dispensation cannot continue. The saints and seers of different akharas today took the Amrit Snan at the Triveni Sangam on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya. Flower petals were showered on saints and seers. Earlier, the bathing ritual of akharas were deferred due to overcrowding and the incident that occurred at the Sangam Ghat. The second Amrit Snan of the Mahakum is underway and lakhs of devotees are taking the holy dip at Triveni Sangam. Uttar Pradesh's tableau, based on the theme Mahakum 2025 Swarnim Bharat, Virasat or Vikas, has won the Best Tableau Award at the Republic Day Parade held on the 26th of January at Kartavya Path in New Delhi. Meanwhile, Tripura's Eternal Reverence, the worship of 14 deities in Tripura, Kharchi Puja themed tableau was adjudged second, and Andhra Pradesh's tableau depicting Eti Kopa Paka Bomalu eco-friendly wooden toys won the third prize. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi today said that the government is working towards generating 500 gigawatts of power and energy by 2030. Addressing the third India Energy Transition Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Joshi asserted that the demand for energy is expected to double in the coming years and more than half of the requirement has to be met by renewable energy. During this event, the minister has also released the FICCI's Powering India's Energy Transition Report. And that is the end of this news bulletin.